historical fact. But the legend, Yosef's brother is a Talmud of Shest, is also a historian. He used to sit where Yoni's sitting. The legend has it that some people in the administration that weren't so sensitive for things for the yeshiva bachrim, they had wanted to sell both when Washington Heights, the businessmen were right, Washington Heights was slowly going down the tubes, and Rutgers University, before Rutgers bought the Rutgers University campus, there was talk that YU would buy Rutgers. This would have been brilliant, because first of all, it would have had a beautiful campus, and Teaneck was just starting to take off, right? Rutgers is right next to Teaneck, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. The man who said yeah? No, okay. So the businessman was saying, let's sell the buildings on Washington Heights and in Midtown Manhattan and buy a sprawling university of 30 acres or something like that, beautiful, as opposed to this disgusting campus in Washington Heights. But the problem was, if they were able to afford it, you'd have to that they would sell both Stern, the campus on Stern in Midtown, as well as in Washington Heights. That would mean that the boys and girls would be on the same campus. So legend has it that one of the rabbeim went into Rav Schefter's shiur that there was an emergency rebbe's meeting that stifled that idea. That was the only time. Baruch Hashem, in our yeshiva, even this one thing that's bothered that we could help the Talmud, Rosh Yeshiva says, today, not to even have Talmud Torah the Rabbi. And it shows you the importance that every single Talmud is to us. And I'm glad that you bear with me that you decided to show up today at a crazy time. Okay, Rabosai, let's go. And let's first, I want to do two things with you, Bezer Hashem, today. Number one is I want to come back to the Tzarech Iyun that I had said in Tosos, that we pointed out. That's why I wanted you to do a good, solid chazara on the Shaka V'Tarya of the Gemara. I wanted to make sure that you had done the Shaka V'Tarya well to be able to address the question that I had asked. We had pointed out that the expression of the Gemara, Ashkechan Kishu Sava, Kishu Mvarech Lefanav Kishu Sava Mvarech Kishu Lefanav Lokal Shekein, that Kalvahomer appears twice. Where does it appear in the Gemara? Originally it appears when we have one pasuk left off for Kodesh Iluvim. And then the Gemara also says that in regards to the Shivas Haminim. And the Gemara, the Chura, says this argument twice. And Tosfos chooses the second time to be Masig, not the first time. So I want to tell you, one of my Talmidim, it's not many times that this has happened, that I said over something that Talmud had said years ago. I don't know, Manu, if you've ever experienced this. I don't know if I've ever... I don't know how many times I've done this, to say over something that a Talmud had said to me 4 years ago. But it was such a deal, I didn't stop. I don't look at Achronim anymore. I need at least the Shana Gimel guys to do it already. Adi, some of the Shana Bet guys are ready to start working really hard. Really, really hard. So to start looking up in the library, burn the midnight oil, to look up to see if the Svarim discuss. But as far as what I recall, the Svarim don't discuss this question, which means that we're making Jewish history right now. Well, we're making Jewish history only if what we say is good. If otherwise, there's just another shear. But as far as I know, no one has ever discussed this. So one of my Talmidim, he's a friend of Yitzi Kreinberg's, in Summer Kollel, Eli Kirshner suggested the following pshat, which I think is a beautiful pshat. And this is the reward. If you follow this pshat, this is the reward of knowing the Gemara is Shaka V'Tarya absolutely cold. And Eli wanted to suggest the following idea. And that is that Tosfos does not say on the first Kal V'Chomer, because what was Tosfos' point, Rabosa, before we go on, before we say the Shtikl Torah? Why did Tosfos say that's not... What does Tosfos say about this Kal V'Chomer? Is it a legitimate Kal V'Chomer or is it an illegitimate Kal V'Chomer? Yes, Noach?
He says no, because that's going to be the Arisan.
Right. Tosfos says, let's remind ourselves what Tosfos said, Lav Kal V'Chomer, Din Kein Tei Bracha D'Lefanav Midoraisa. It's not a full-fledged Kal V'Chomer because then we'll come out as the Chiyuv is Doraisa. Rabosai, is it so bad that Bracha Rishona be Doraisa? Yosef, is it so bad Bracha Rishona is Doraisa? There are some Rishonim who learned that in the Hava Amina, the Gemara, Bracha Rishona is Doraisa. For example, the Ritva seemed to go that way. The tzlach was black and white, said that way, that the bracha rishon is what? Is d'oraisa. So is it so bad? Why is Tosa so bothered by it? Oh. At this stage of the Gemara, where the Gemara learns from Kodesh Elul Hashem, should the Gemara be bothered that? Should Tosa be bothered that's d'oraisa? No! According to the first pshat in Tosfos, it could very well be that Birchas Hanenim might be d'oraisa. The Gemara asks, Mino Animili. We don't ask Tana Heichakai, but Mino Animili is an appropriate question, and we quote a pasuk d'oraisa to be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why does one need to say Lav Kalachomer? Maybe it's a full-fledged Kalachomer, and the halacha is that it's d'oraisa. However, what's the second time that the Gemara brought this up? Second instance where the Gemara brings this up is in regards to the Shivas Haminim. When we're talking about the Shivas Haminim, it's clear that only the Shivas Haminim, the Bracha Acharea, is d'oraisa. No one holds that the Bracha Lefanea on Shivas Haminim is d'oraisa. Can you find me anybody that says it? If you do, then I'll be in trouble, especially if it's Tosas. But I don't think there's anybody. Last time I did it, Benny found somebody. But as of now, if you don't burn the midnight oil, so then whatever I say is right. Either you've agreed with every single thing I've said this year, so you're sitting closest to me. So if you don't find someone who says it, so then in such a case, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? The halacha is what? The halacha is that the bracha lefanah is only the rabbanah. But if you're going to say that you're going to learn a kal v'chomer kishu sava mevarech kishu rav lo kosher kain, then you might make a mistake to say that's a kal v'chomer d'oraisa. Im kainim advarim. Then Tosas pointed out Eli Kirshner that Tosas makes this ahara, the fun of lo kosher kain. Tosas makes it in the second one and not in the first one. Why? Because in the first one, it's totally fine, according to Shitas Tosas, for the Kal V'chomer to work on a level d'oraisa. It's only later on in our sugya. If you add the Shakla L'Tarya to the Gemara cold, then you would understand what I had said.
Why did we switch
now? So why did we switch now? Because this is the first time we brought up after we've gone away from the d'oraisa. Where did we go away from the d'oraisa? So there, Ben pointed out, the moment we went to Kama, then we abandoned Kodesh Elul Hashem. At the line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Kama Tochiach, so at that line, the Gemara has abandoned the idea of Kodesh Elul, and at that moment, so then, in such a case, then we have no longer the notion of Bracha Rishona being d'oraisa. So eventually, like the Tzlach and everybody, they're all going to have to agree that there's a time that the Bracha becomes what? That the Bracha becomes d'rabbanan. Question is, where is the critical point? And it could very well be that in the original Kal V'chomer, we're still working with Minan Amini, working on a level of d'oraisa. The way I'd written it on the side of my Gemara, I have a lot of nachas when I quote the Talmidim on the side of my Gemara, so I had written at the time that Eli made the Sahara. He said after we had done all the shiurim, we were about to move on. So then it dawned upon him this pshat. So the way I wrote it down, it pshat working beautifully according to the Tzlach. V'amevin Yavin, it could also work according to the Ritva. What we've been Megala this year is it could also work according to the Ritva as well. Daniel G, you can hear me? Yeah, good. The moment you can't, you give me a sign, okay? Yes, Manim.
Why would the Gemara think that it makes more sense for the Bracha Rishona to be the Raisa for non-Shivas Haminim than for Shivas Haminim? Wouldn't it make more sense to think that the Shivas Haminim would have a Bracha Rishona the Raisa than...
It would...
I'm just saying...
Well, so why? What's the problem?
Why would the Gemara be so sure? Because what Tosfos is saying is, we're so sure that when we come to Shivas Haminim, the Bracha Rishon is not the Raisa.
Correct.
And before, we might have thought that it was the Raisa.
No. Beforehand, Tosfos didn't make the Ahara before, but because beforehand it was an absolutely legitimate Kal V'chomer.
When it wasn't from Shivas Haminim to something else, why would it have been more legitimate? If Shivas Haminim, Bracha Acharona is the Raisa,
right,
how could it have been more logical at that point?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm contrasting is to Kodesh Hilulim. That's my contrast. Originally, the Makar is Kodesh Hilulim. If the Makar is Kodesh Hilulim, at that stage of the Gemara, we're open for it to be Daraisa. And Kodesh Hilulim is telling you, Acharkach, is telling you, Bar Nefashos Daraisa, thinking it's extreme. Maybe even Bar Nefashos is Daraisa, Kodesh Hilulim. Not the way the Emes is. You want to say Bar Nefashos, you can. If you want, you don't. Right? But rather, what is it? Maybe at that stage, Daraisa. And then the Kal V'chomer could also be Mamash on level of Daraisa. Okay, Rabosai, this is dessert for those who have the Shakta V'Darya down cold. Be'ezer Hashem, when you do Chazara at the end of this week, one of the most important things when I was your age, I used to write out, this was before art scroll, maybe because of art scroll, guys do this less. I used to write an art scroll for myself on the Gemara that I did B'Iyun. And I wasn't the best, the most serious Talmud. But every once in a while, when I was in the mood of learning, so what did I do? So I would write question, cue, and then I would write, or statement, and then I would write out what the Gemara did. Write out the whole Gemara in English. In English. Just write out, the Gemara says this, this Gemara says this. By the way, this Amud is a long thing to write out. But that's how you do Chazar. That's how you come to learn how the Shakta V'Tarya of the Gemara works. I'm not into memorizing Gemara Baal Peh. Actually, I got upset. One of the Rabbeim said that he's going to encourage the kids to do Gemara Baal Peh. So I got upset because there's some kids have great memories, some kids that don't have great memories, some it's easy for them to do. And then it became clear to me that he was saying that they should say over the Shakta V'Tarya. So I said to my wife afterwards, that's not saying the Gemara Baal Peh, that's just knowing the Gemara. But that's a basic thing. To be able to say over the Shakta V'Tarya is a simon of whether you know the Gemara. Okay. I've done enough emphasizing that point, but it's such an important point. I'll take one or two more questions, and then I want to move on to what the Talmidim we're working on during morning Seder. Yes, Avram.
Just a clarification. Yes. Why when we start talking about Kamal, we did Kodesh Hilulim and now, but now we have a call for Zayin Minim. When we talk about Zayin Minim, we have a call for Chatzpah Zvach. Why is Kodesh Hilulim and Hashem and Mashiach and Baruch HaMashiach?
No, I said by Kama, by the moment we go to Kama, we're abandoning it. That's how I'm learning. What? No, because Kerem could still be Daraisa. Shiva Saminim, not on the level of Daraisa. No, because the Torah is Mechadeshes. This is Daraisa. It's Mashma that nothing else is Daraisa. That's how I'm learning. If you don't accept my assumption, then I don't have a pshat. Okay? If you don't assume what I'm saying, then the way I understood Eli Kirshner. Eli Kirshner's pshat falls. Well, they sound familiar, the name Eli Kirshner?
Well,
you sound familiar, the name Eli Kirshner? So that's what we're saying over the pshat from. Yeah.
Why is it?
It's MTA boy, right. MTA boy.
Why is Kamasur?
You were probably, 10th grade when he was in 12th? Very good. Okay, Rabosai, now let's... No, Eli Kirshner is good, but he's not an Achron, so there's enough time we've spent on it. Okay, let's go, Rabosa. Let's continue on. Okay, we'll talk more, Benny. All right, this is you're asking me all the details, which is great. Okay, now Rabosa, who disagrees with Rashi in a striking type of way? Just want to bear out something you guys already have clear. You should have clear by now, but I just want to bang home the point. Who disagrees with Rashi in a very, very blatant way, where Rashi is mechadesh, that what it means, that you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the hodah that you're mechuyiv to give him, but not that you're stealing the food. Who disagrees with that point? Yes? Okay, the Ritva, the cave claimed that the Ritva did. What?
How do you eat edema without getting reshus from God?
Very good. I like it. I'm with you. I think it's 100% mukhrach. But who mamish disagrees black on white? Yes, Aaron?
Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Good. Who else? Excellent. Good. Good. You're laughing at the way learning has changed nowadays. Everybody has their own
thing.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. You know, they say that Rav Lichtenstein once, I hope it's not, no, they, all their are right. They said one time Lichtenstein got up on a controversial topic, and then he gave a sicha about what to do, and he finished the sicha on his left, and then 50% of the base members said he said X, and 50% of the base members said he said Y. So Baruch Hashem, you took one thing, you took the Rabbi Kiva Eger, you took the Ritva, good. But both of them have, it's not so bad, because here you're actually agreeing, you're just giving two different makoros. Who else I wanted you to notice? Yes, Noah? The Marsha. The Marsha is black on white, and you did it with Rabbi Yossi, I don't really have to do it again with you, but the Marsha is black on white. The Marsha says, Pshuto kimashmo, when a person has Hanoah without a bracha, it's as if he's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can anybody finish off? This is just another piece of dessert. Can anybody finish off and give a Geshmaka Lishitaso? Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Yud Beis had said, oh, like the Marshaim Psachim says, that of course, this is not a Safek of Bracha. This is a Safek of Macholas Asuros. So therefore, the rules of Safek Bracha Slachil don't apply, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. And that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the Baalei Tosas hold that a Safek on Birchas Hanenin, you have to be Machmir. Safek Poshut, you have to be Machmir. What's the Omek Advarim of the Marsha? The Marsha is Lishitaso that says, why did Rashi fudge the Gemara? Why did Rashi say that you gozel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bracha, that you're not giving hodah? You're stealing food from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It literally belongs. In other words, according to Marsha, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem V'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam Lashem V'aretz Nasan, that the world mamish belongs to, the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the food belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're over Gezela. Hence, it doesn't follow the regular rule. Sadek Brachas Lachal. The Marsha is going to be Lishi Tasso. So that works. That's very Geshmak, just to put together that point. This is a dessert. The main thing is to know the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Emir Tzeshem, tomorrow you're going to have a good Azara Shir. Netanel, Bezer Hashem, I nominated you. And Emir Tzeshem, you're going to go over all these things together with him. Yes, Jack.
So if Marsha explains Hashem Mar
Shabbat, right.
How does he explain the arts of Hashem Adam?
Anybody answer his question? Everybody here should be able to answer Jack's question. He asked, how does the Marsha explain, I forget which pasuk you said. You said you understood Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem?
Yeah. No, the other one.
Lashem Aretz Umloa? How did the Marsha understand the pasuk Lashem Aretz Umloa? Just Parsha Pshat, just he wants to explain. What does it mean? What? Lashem Aretz Umloa is before the bracha. Mamish belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, of course. Who's more mukhrach in the Gemara? The Marsha or Rashi? By the way, this is muzar for me to say. You'll hardly ever, it's so strange for me to say, you'll hardly ever find the Marsha being called on the Mishonim. That's what makes this pretty striking. Who's more mukhrach in the Gemara? That's interesting. Who said Rashi? And it's interesting. Marsha. L'chur of the Marsha is pshat. That's why the Marsha changed what Rashi had said. And we see the nafgaminas are astounding. Now, Mir Tzeshem, after Chazar Hashir tomorrow, I will begin, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to conclude, but I will begin. Well, I'm not saying, when I say begin, not conclude, I'm not talking about because I have so much material, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to put all the pieces together. I need the help of my Talmidim. It's how do we pass in La'alacha? I'm going to give you nafgaminas. La'alacha, bottom line. Is it a matir or is it odah? Mir Tzeshem tomorrow in halacha shir, we're going to discuss nafkamis halacha. As of now, it's just Rashi this way, the Rashba this way, from Nissen Kaplan, and this and that. Mir Tzeshem tomorrow. But you got to know all the other stuff too. The people who just jump to the halacha lemaisa, they miss, sometimes they miss very, very important things, and sometimes they miss some very, very beautiful things because they oversimplify the sugya. Okay? That was point number two. I thought I was going to do 2 points. All right, now I'm up to point number three, which is the most important point. And that's what I wanted you to work on in Seder. Let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. I want you to rip apart the Gemara. 5-6 lines from the top. Bo Minei Mirav Chizka. By the way, it's really Basharet. Every once in a while, you should look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives you a tap on your shoulder, and he says to you, Chaim, you're doing okay. Josh, you're doing okay. So I got that tap today from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm up to in recording, I had to finally get one of these things. By the way, you can't get, I joined the party, it took me many, many years. My phone, I used to record on my phone, but I dropped the phone on Friday, and I panicked, because recording at the pace of the Daf Yomi is a tremendous amount of pressure. So I ran and I ran out and I bought this. And so I record the Daf Yomi. And it happens to be that where I'm up to, Daf Yomi's on Daf Lamed Daled today, It happens to be, I'm on Daf Nun. So Mamish, the Daf that I was up to, the truth is we're going to see it's connected to Daf Nun. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying you were doing okay. When you get one of these things that, oh, someone quotes the Gemara that you did that day, so I take it as the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that you're doing okay. So I had a little bit of a simcha. Okay, let's go to Gemara. Six lines from the top. Bo minei mirav chizda. They asked the following shayla from Rav Chizda. Oh, by the way, I don't know, we have to ask the guys about Nefesh HaChaim, remind me. We also have to do, okay, we'll do a couple things. Bo minei mirav chizda. Misha achol v'shasa v'lo birech. Someone who ate and drank and he didn't make a bracha. Ma'u sheyachsa v'yivarech. What's the halacha about him going back and making a bracha? Now, Rabosai, this Gemara is actually very, very, very hard to read. And what I'm going to do is read the Gemara according to Rov Rishonim and not according to Rashi. Okay? I'm going to read the Gemara according to Rov Rishonim and we're going to try to make sense of the Gemara. If we read the Gemara's Shaila, someone who ate and drank in the following way. We say that someone ate and now he wants to know if he should make a bracha or not. Ma'u sheyachsa v'yivarech. Should he now go back and make a bracha? Amar lehu, Rav Chizda responded to them, Mi she'achol shum v'reicho nodeh. If someone eats garlic and his breath smells bad, Yachzar v'yochal shum acher kidei she'ei reicho nodeh. Should he eat another garlic and then make his breath worse? In other words, it sounds like Rav Chizda is saying, well, the guy forgot a bracha. He's now aware that he forgot a bracha. So you know what he should do? What he should do is now make a bracha. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Hilkach, for that reason, Afilu Yachzor, Afilu Gomer Sidasa, Yachzor V'yivarech, that someone who completes the Suuda and he realizes that he did not make Amotzi and he didn't make any bracha, then he should make the bracha. Now, Rabosai, I concede to you that this is not the way Rashi read the Gemara. It's not the way the Gra is Masbir the Gemara. If we have time, I'll challenge you to why Rashi is very, very difficult. But for now, let's read the Gemara in this fashion. Then the Gemara continues. So, Rabosai, by the way, let me just jump ahead. Does this Gemara sound funny to you? Is this the way how you were raised in Hilchos Brachos? You tell me. You even agree with this part? You tell me. Is it that this is the halacha over here, Rabosai? Seriously, no, seriously. Is this the halacha? What, Noach? What's halacha? Halacha Maisa. Someone forgot to make a bracha. He finishes the meal. What's the halacha?
It's too late.
Okay, you know what? It's not before mincha. There's no tefillin. Without tefillin, you can't learn halacha, right? And now we're wearing my tefillin. But let's just open up. In Shulchan Aruch, anybody have Siv Beis in Simin Kuf Tzadi, something or other? You have a Mishnah Berurah, some type of book?
I have Mishnah Berurah.
Okay, please.
Up until now, we've been saying you should have a Berurah Samatik for a Berurah Chorin, because you've already eaten.
You're talking like a lot of Lomdisha stuff. Let's just first read the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look first at the halacha. Wait a second. No, Manu, I'll listen to you. I just want to first read for all the guys, bottom line, just to demonstrate how strange this halacha is in the Gemara. The Ramah, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. Not exactly. No. I know what you're talking. I know you're Ramah. It's a Ravid. I know what you're talking about. We're going to get to it, Bezer Hashem. Let's hear first the halacha. First of all, says the mechaber in Simin Kufayim Beisif Aleph. The mechaber says that if you forgot and you put something into your mouth that you can't spit out because it would be disgusting and you can't put to the side of your mouth, so then in such a case, you swallow it and you don't make a bracha. Comes along the Ramah in an instance where you remembered beforehand and then you swallowed it. So then in such a case, Ramah says you do make a bracha. By the way, la halacha, it's interesting you mentioned the Mechai Adam. The Mishnah Brura says we pass like the Mechaber. I have to look up the Mechai Adam. Thank you, Natana. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, if we're talking about a food, stam, it's good to go over these halachas, that it's not, that's possible to move to the side of your mouth. What's that? An example of that? A piece of gum, candy, that's exactly what I thought of, the candy. Then in such a case, then you move the candy to the side of your mouth, then you make a bracha. If it's something that's not disgusting to spit out, so then in such a case, the halacha is that you spit it out. And you then you make a bracha before and then put it back into your mouth. A lollipop would be a great example. So I couldn't think of an example.
Candy?
Okay, that depends. I guess that's, you know, that's a judgment call. It's a judgment call. So in such a case, it depends whether you're in the dorms or you're there or you're on a date. It all depends on, you know, what the context is, presumably. So that's what the halacha is. The halacha is that you never make a bracha acharecha. The only instance is if we're talking about a drink where to spit out would be disgusting. In such a case, there is a Ramah who the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass like, and Tanel is teaching me that the Chai Adam does. In such a case, you don't make a bracha. Okay? But that's what's so strange about this Gemara. You guys read a Gemara this morning that if you know how most of the sugyas develop, thank you, then it's really, really strange. The Gemara has Rav Chisda responding that you make a bracha. V'hameivin yavin. The Gra and very well Rashi don't learn Pshat in the Gemara the way I just said it. However, Rov Rishonim learn the way I just said the Gemara. We're going to learn the Gemara according to Rov Rishonim, that the Gemara over here had a Hava Amina, that you're going to make a Bracha after you finished eating. A Bracha Rishona. And we see you don't make a Bracha Rishona, even in a case of where you forgot, you don't. Where you were an Onus. Let's say you weren't able to. You still don't.
Wait.
But this Gemara says not that way. Amar Ravina, Hilkach. We could be medayik from Rav Chisda. Hilkach. Afilu gomer sudasa yachsa v'yivare. This Tanya, and he brings an interesting brisa. Taval v'Allah. If you go into the mikvah, by the way, you should know this is a big, big discussion halacha l'maisa. When a person who has to make a bracha on tefillah, when they're supposed to make the bracha, either before the tevilah or after the tevilah. Emir Tzeh Hashem, when you get married, when your wife goes to the mikvah, this is a big discussion, whether she's supposed to make the bracha before or after. You should know it's a big discussion. Tavo v'ola, Omar Ba'ali Yosol, Baruch Hashem Kitshon Sosa V'tzivanu, ala tevilah. When he comes out, he makes a bracha ala tevilah. So says the Gemara, there's a difference between this, says the Gemara, just like when it comes to tefillah, you're able to make a bracha afterwards, so too, Jack, stand up, tzaddik. So too, when it comes to bracha, then you could also do that. You could make it afterwards as well. Says the Gemara of Elohi, but this is all incorrect. We don't accept Rav Chisda, and we don't accept Ravina. Over there, the Gavra couldn't make the bracha beforehand. If we're talking about a Baal Keri, so then in such a case, according to many Shitas, a Baal Keri can't make a bracha. Meikara Gavra lo chazi, so you're stuck. Hacha meikara Gavra chazi, hold itchi itchi, since you had the opportunity and you didn't take that opportunity, you pushed it off, then you're not going to get that opportunity. In other words, the bracha should be done, this is the way Rav Rishonim explained it. The bracha should be done beforehand when it comes to tefillah as well. However, you can't. So then we allow you to do it afterwards. However, when it comes to what? When it comes to the bracha of Birchas Hanenin, just because you didn't, you can't pull out the rule of Tevila, because there the Gavra wasn't Shayach, so Bidi Avad we allow. But there's no Bidi Avad when it comes to Birchas Hananin. Ad Kan Divrei HaGemara, according to the way Rav Rishonim learned, it's Kedai to Cheshbon, what I'm about to say, according to Rashi and the Gra, that I would love for the Talmidim to do on their own. But now let's read the Gemara the way I just, let's keep with our reading and not keep things complicated. Of course, we'd be during Daf Nun Aleph, we would have to Cheshbon the Gra's position. Okay, now. Rabosai. What would you have expected the Gemara when the Gemara said Rav Chisna Ravina is wrong? What would you have expected the Gemara to say? Based on Daf Lamed Hey. Yeah, why is the Gemara wrong? Why is Rav Chisna? We say, pardon my expression, but this is the, when we learn, we talk straight. Why is it that we say that Rav Chisna and Ravina are wrong? If you had learned Daf Lamed Hey, what would be, what should be your reaction? Now, beforehand, I read the Mishnah Bura, and I asked for your reaction as someone who went to elementary school who learned these halachos that you don't make a bracha afterwards. Okay. Now I'm asking you to think with a Talmudic sense. What's the reason that we would say that Ravina and Rav Chisda are wrong? What would you have expected the Gemara to say? Velohi, it's not correct. Finish off. Yes, Aaron.
Because Asugut Tom doesn't apply after, it wouldn't be a matter after you've already eaten the item. After you've eaten the food, you wouldn't.
Say it in your own words. I'm scared that you're using cliches. Say, you're
we're
not guilty
to,
of anything.
Trying to make the food permissible to you, so you can't be making it permissible after you've already eaten it.
Exactly. The Gemara said, Asaladam lehenos bolam azebelo bracha. And therefore you make a bracha. When does that apply? Only afterwards. If for whatever reason you forgot, or chasa chalil, you were amazed, it's what the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah describes, u'mu'uvas shi'yev sh'liskon. It's something that's crooked that can't be fixed. You're stuck. That's what I would have expected. I would have expected, v'lohi, it's not correct, da'asa la'adam lenos v'olam azeh v'lo bracha. Vikan achar achila. That's what I would have expected the Gemara to say. But that's not what the Gemara says. Oh, very good, very good. That's what I'm bringing out. That's not what, very good, very good. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, alongus. Not just the halacha. The Gemara says it's a fancy thing. In one case, it's itchi. Really, all brachas. Birchas hanenin, all brachas are supposed to be done beforehand. Even brachos that are birchas hamitzvah. But when do we allow you to do it afterwards if you are lochazi? But once you're itchi, you pushed it off, then Chazal don't give you another opportunity. There's another reason you can't. Not because you were a posheya. The other reason you can't is the whole rationale of bracha l'chura doesn't apply. Now this diuk, Rav Soloveitchik made in the Gemara, but it was made before him by one of his uncles, Tap Talmidim, the Mechaber of the Torah Zoran, Rav Aryeh Pramranshik. Rav Aryeh Pramranshik wrote, was a one of the Briskerov's famous Talmidim, and he wrote a sefer. He was the, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he took the style of his Rebbe and applied it to Zroim. And the most important Brisker sefer on Zroim to this day is the Sefer Torah Zroim. He wrote another sefer, which is a fun sefer. Those of you who are not like me or higher madriga than me, I like to read Gedolim books when I go to sleep. But those who are able to learn until the last second, so he has a sefer called Emek Bracha, which are nice lomdusha pieces. Actually, when I was your age, every once in a while, when I was in the right move, I would read the Likutei Agriz, the small Likutim. So there's a sefer Emek Bracha that has nice short lomdusha pieces. They're deep. They're a little deep. The danger is you won't be able to fall asleep sometimes if it's they're deep, but they're short. In brisk, short is usually good. In other words, you don't need to spend a lot of time. You just say the point. And that's it. Anyhow, so the Sefer Emek Bracha is a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. It's actually, my heart breaks when I see that sometimes when I look at the Sefer, because as they write in the Hakdama, the Mechaber, Rabbi Pomranchik, finished the Sefer, he closed the sefer, he wrote the last article, and he wrote that it was finished, and that night he had finished his tafkid in the world, and that night he went to sleep and he didn't wake up the next morning. He passed away at a very young age, I think in his late 30s, early 40s. We don't have a lot of Torah from him, but all of his Torah is the favorites of Lamdonim today. All the points that he makes are, they're very, very solid diukim. So that's the Sefer Emet Bracha. Now, I wrote in the Mar Mekomos Torah Zroim because he was known as the Torah Zroim. Then they took the Sefer afterwards. And he made a splash because he was the first one that brought Brisker Torah to Zroim. On Orach Chaim, there already was some Brisker Torah. Rav Soloveitchik was doing a lot of it as well. But on Zroim, his Sefer to this day is a classic. So I think of him, he's referred to as the Baal Torah Zroim. So on the Mar Mekomos, I made a mistake. I wrote the wrong Sefer. I didn't even look up the Sefer before I go to the Mar Mekomos. My style of learning has changed over time. What I do when I prepare now is I just read over the Gemara and the basic Rishonim, and then I remind myself of the Mar Mekomos and the Achronim I don't even look up, to the point that Manu reminded me something that he discusses that I had forgotten about, which actually is quite exciting, which I'm going to share with you as well. That's why I need my Talmidim's help. If you guys don't help me out, then the Rebbe gets the koach from the Talmidim. If you don't give me koach, then the shir is only as much as you make it. Okay. Rabosai, so that's the diuk. It's a gishmaka diuk, no? It's a good kasha. Why did the Gemara not say, why did the Gemara just simply say, no, the reason why it doesn't work is because it's only beforehand that you have the matir of bracha. Concludes the emek bracha. Benji Yitzhak, stand up. Concludes the emek bracha. It's only a matter of time. It concludes the emek bracha like this. It says like this. What's going on is the following. He says, you have to say that everybody is right. Reminds me of a joke that I always say all the time. Two Bali Dinim came to a Rav, and two people were fighting. One said, he owes me $100. The other one says, he owes me $100. The Rav listened to the first one. He says, you're right. The Rav listens to the second one, and the second one says, and he says, the second one, you're right. The Rebbetzin calls out from the kitchen, how could they both be right? And the Rav says, you're right too. So says the Emek Bracha. Says the Emek Bracha. But here we got to get a better right over here. It's not enough. That's just all the starting point. Says the Emek Bracha, both are right. You have to say that even if the Maskanas HaGemara is Asa La'adam Lanos Me'olam Azeh Belo Bracha, that Maskanas HaGemara does not preclude the possibility that as well there's a Birchas Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are two Mechayivim to Bracha. There's two things. Because we had read Rashi, that Rashi holds its Hodah. We had read the Ritva, the way Michal had read it, and it's beautiful. The Ritva changes along the way. It's Mukhruch in the words of Ritva, and the Havamina Hodah from Hilulim, and in the end it's a Matir. Rav Soloveitchik and the Emek Bracha both learned that both Dinim are correct. Both things are correct. It's both a Bracha and a Hodah. Now, the only thing is, I'm not sure how you read it back into the Gemara, Lamed Hei. From the Gemara, Lamed Hei, I would have thought that you got to choose. It seems like Rashi chooses one way and the Ritva chooses another way. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible to read that both Yisodos are correct. I'd like to hear, I'd rather not discuss now, maybe I'll mention it tomorrow, but I'd like to hear from the Talmidim how they see. The Chura of Emek Bracha is right from the Gemara. The Emek Bracha seems to be right. You can't only say it's a matir. If you held like Hodah, then it's possible to read the Gemara like Rashi. In other words, you could read Vamevin Yavin. You could read the Gemara in Aleph Amid Aleph like Shitas Rashi. But the Emek Bracha was convinced that it was also Isur, and therefore he says that both Dinim are correct. The Chura, that's the Machlokas Ritva Rajba. And that would be another nafkamina, not only whether you learn bracha achrona, also from svara, la'adam lenos v'alam azeh b'lo bracha, but this is another nafkamina, how you read the Gemara. So those who say simply matir, they would have a hard time, the Ritva would have a hard time reading this Gemara. Michal, maybe you could chase down how the Ritva ultimately reads the Gemara on Nun Aleph to figure that out, to cheshbon that part out. Okay, but l'chura, his raya is a strong riot. Now, he has a brilliant nafkamina that Manu reminded me of. And this gets back to your Netanel, this gets back to your Chayyadam. But before we do that, I want to tell you that this is a bonus. This is a bonus. What I'm about to tell you now is already an added dessert. The most important thing is I want you to read the Gemara and see the depth of what's going on in the Gemara, to notice these things, to notice the Shaka V'Tayr of the Gemara. Another thing I'd like the Talmidim to do is try to Cheshbon. How did the Gra read the Gemara? What about the Gra's Girsa? Does it fit in? Does it not fit in? That's something else I'm not discussing. But I'd rather take questions now, before I get to this Nafkamina. I'd rather take questions. And what we have left to do in our Sugya is, of course, to do Chazara, as well as I wanted to share with you the Maharal's approach. Maybe tomorrow what we'll do is we'll start off the shir. I wanted to give you the Maharal's. You know what? I have a better idea. Maybe we'll start off next week, do the Maharal on Sunday, Be'ezer Hashem. We'll start off with the Maharal, because we're already in a halacha mode. The Maharal is a totally different, his agenda is a totally different agenda. So we'll start off with the Maharal, and then start the new sugya. By the way, upcoming attractions. Tosos on Lamed Hei Yomid Aleph. We're going to do Achalya V'Adar Achle. We're going to spend a lot of time on Tosos Uleman D'Tani Kerem Revai. We're going to say a couple Shiurim. But why did I say upcoming attractions? That's boring. No, it's great. It's awesome sugyas. Mamish awesome. But I mean boring from in a facetious sense. On Daf Lamed Hei Yomid Beis, we have the Shaila whether you should go to college, whether you should sit and learn in Kailal. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll do it Be'iyun. We'll do the Sugya Be'iyun. Do the Sugya Be'iyun. Be'ezer Hashem. Daf Lamed Hei Yomid Beis. I'm not going.
What? We know the Moskona already.
Beforehand. Bechur, the Nativ Ari brochure decided beforehand what the Maskana is going to be. But I, as you know, as you've seen already before, I'm not kofuf to the Nativ Ari brochure. And I could, I will speak out even against the brochure when necessary. In all serious, what we will do, Be'ezer Hashem, in all seriousness, we will do the sugya well with Mar Mikavos, which actually brings me to the next piece of public announcements. Some of the Talmidim started asking me great questions about what is learning for? What's the purpose of learning? We know that Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very important. The answer to all of those questions in the Masorah that I have going all the way back to the Gra is found in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. And I don't believe Hasidus is cholik on it either. That part we could discuss as an addendum. But I don't even believe Hasidus is cholik. And there are fair questions at the Talmid Dafka this year. And by the way, in the past Talmidim also, in fact, it used to be Man Who's Days, right? Your days when you were here. We used to have a shir on Wednesday night. So I'm no longer here on Wednesday nights. Maybe once a month I'll come to sing with you. But I'm not here on Wednesday nights for Nefesh HaChaim Shir. If the Talmidim are interested to do the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, to add another thing in the morning at 9:20, but we would need, it's not enough 10 minutes. It has to be 9:20, 9:40. We got to do 20 minutes. I need to give the guys need a little break. The guys need some type of break. They need some break. It's hard enough to. Okay, maybe I'm just schmoozing more nowadays. So, Rabosai, like this. Here we go. The Gemara tells us on the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. On the bottom of Nun Amud Beis, which I quoted to you, the halacha. If someone forgets to make a bracha, and he started putting it in the mouth. It happens all the time to us, right? We started putting something in our mouth, we forgot to make a bracha, and Baruch Hashem, it's a beautiful thing. You know, there are two ways to look at it. The Jew, you know, that unfortunately we're not so careful. On the other hand, Rabbi Yitzchak would say, look at that, even when they're not paying attention, the moment the food comes into the mouth, they remember. Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzchak was always down the kapsus, even the potion. So, Baruch Hashem, at least he notices in the middle, he put the food in his mouth, and he says, oh yeah, I forgot to make a bracha. So what's the bottom line? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, this is the halacha I read for you. In, what siman did I read to you from? Kuf Tzadi Beit, Kuf Ayin Beit, Kuf Ayin Beit. Amar of Yehuda, Shachach V'Hishin L'Sof L'Sof Kliv, below Bracha, Misalkon, you move it to the side of your mouth. Then there's another Gemara that says that you swallow it. there's a price that says you swallow it. Says the Gemara, you're supposed to swallow it and not make a bracha if it will be disgusting. What's an example of that? A drink. Says the Rosh like this. If we're talking about something that you're supposed to swallow, did the Gemara ever say that you're not supposed to make a bracha afterwards? So the answer is yes, the Gemara Nun Aleph says you're not supposed to make a bracha afterwards. But maybe the Gemara is not talking about a food that the Torah tells you you're supposed to swallow and not make a bracha. Says the Rosh, and this is how the Ramah paskins, that the halacha is that when it comes to a drink, you realized, you did what the Gemara told you, you swallowed, you're stuck. You can't make a bracha. The Gemara says you're not supposed to make bracha when there's food in your mouth. Because mi yimale piti lasecha. Here you can't even utter the words. By the way, I just want to point out as a tangential point in brackets. Here, if anybody needs a source that it's prohibited to make a bracha with gum in your mouth, here's the Gemara. It's a fair. I never had a source. It always bothered me very, very much. And someone could make a bracha gum in their mouth, but here the Gemara says beferish that the whole mouth is supposed to be entirely of a bracha. So here's the source that you can't make a bracha with gum in your mouth. No, the Gemara says lechatchil. The Gemara says something you could take out of mouth, you should. Well, oh, alright, depends. I mean, the dormitory that I used to be in, it wasn't disgusting to put into a cup, and then maybe the dormitories in the Tivar are a little more refined. But in a chanami, on a date, that would be correct. But otherwise, the rule of Yimali Pita Asecha, Yimali Pita Asecha applies. So a person's not lechatchila, not supposed to have anything in his mouth. But in this case, the halacha was what? What was the halacha? The halacha is what? The halacha is you're supposed to swallow. Says the Rosh, this guy, you know, I can hear Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev talking. This guy did what the Torah wanted him to do, what Chazal told him to do. So make a bracha afterwards, says the Rosh. That's the halacha. That's what the Rosh says. Now, Rabosai, here I go even further than the name of bracha goes, but Lechura, this halacha, which Natanel surprised me, I didn't know it's Chayyadim. I just did halacha from the Daily Daf on this topic, and I said the Mishabura Paskins, you don't not like the Ramah. I didn't know that the Chayyadim Paskins like this Ramah. I didn't know that. Okay, it's important to know. Gotta go back. According to whether we pass it this way or not, that's not our interest right now. The svara of the Rosh is what? The svara is that you're supposed to make a bracha. Now, if the bracha is simply a matir, what would we say? What? What's the point? Elamai, we see that according to the Rosh, it's a hodah. In other words, there are two mechayvim for bracha. One is hodah, and the other is matir. And just because you don't have the mechayiv of the matir, doesn't mean that you're not going to have the mechayiv of the hodah. Im keinim advarim, says the Emek Bracha, brilliant nafkamina. What would the Rosh say? This is brilliant. There's a reason why people love his sefer. What would the Rosh say if you put a little bit of water in your mouth, but not enough, excuse me, for the shear of a bar nefashos, and then you swallowed? Would you make a bracha afterwards? He says, now, if you drink water, even the smallest amount, you have to make a bracha. Why? Because asal adam lenos polam azeb lo bracha. It's a matir. You gotta make a bracha beforehand. But now you've already swallowed. Because the halacha says that you need to swallow. But you still have to make a bracha because you're not a posheya. And you want to be moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then in such a case, the mechayiv of the bracha is hodah. If the mechayiv of the bracha is hodah, what's the shiur of hodah? Ashkechon kishu husava. Shumavarech, kishu rav lo kol shekein. What's that amount? That amount of sava is a revius. If the amount of sava, we're not going according to read. If the amount of sava is a revius, so then in such a case, The halacha says that the only time they make bracha claims, the nafgamina will be that according to the Rush, you don't make the makeup bracha unless you by mistake drank a revias. Fascinating application of this idea. Okay, Rabosai. I've given you a lot to chazer. There's a lot of work this past week. This has been the hardest sugya. It might be the hardest sugya of the whole zman. It's like what runs my mind is through my mind is what why not Kodesh Baruch Hu give us this daf, this almud later on? Why did he start off with this almud? On the one hand, it's the yisodos. On the other, for Shana Bet guys, it was a very very hard sugya to start with. Reminds me of the same kasha where Vina says why the beginning of the year is Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and the Shana Aleph guys are not ready at all for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It's one of the ways that Kodesh Baruch Hu made it. Here comes a bomb, Rabosai. Here comes a bomb. I would like on Sunday or Monday for every person, for better or for worse, and don't worry if it's for worse, to show me their notebooks. Okay? Every single Shana Bet guy, every single Shana Gimel guy, I want to know where guys are holding. In terms of how much people are following, how much less. In no way will this affect you adversely. You should know, it's just I want to really, really know where the guys are. If you don't have a notebook yet, that's also important for me. You come over and tell me, that's fine. I just want to know where every Talmud is holding to see how much they're following, how much they're working, etc., etc. Should I give you one more week? Should I give you more time? Thursday? No? Okay. So Prabhosa, please bring me over your notebooks by on Sunday, okay? Yes, go ahead.
I don't have a note.